You mentioned that it was your wife who rang the eye hospital, and in fact you've mentioned her role several times. Mm. Can you describe what role your wife plays in the management of your diabetes?
Yeah, a rather more effective role, I think, than in the role of deafness. I think she still gets a bit fed up with me when she has to repeat things all the time, but I think almost every deaf person is conscious of that. But on the diabetes, heading in a gentle, kindly, loving way, what she's always done is said, look, I'm doing the best I possibly can on the food, which is the biggest thing of all. And, of course, patience and understanding when you do feel a bit, certainly at things like the middle of the night or something when you get up. I mean, she's been awfully, awfully kindly and patient and understanding about that. But I think that I can honestly say that the meals she does are almost always cutting out the things which would, quite unnecessarily really, involve higher blood sugar. And I'm extremely grateful to her for that, because she's had enough to put up with me, quite apart from deafness and diabetes, I think. So she's been very, very kind indeed. Yes.
Now I'll ask you to look back over the years since 1987 and first talk about changes in treatment that you've experienced, changes in syringes or equipment or anything.
I think there are two huge pluses over the last, 6 or 7 years. One of them has been the pen. I mean, you can cart around, a pen without having to have your what do you call them, files, is it of the various things and needles and the rest. All you got is something, as you know, that looks very much like a rather fat fountain pen, and that's all you need. That's a huge plus for me. And the other huge plus was these new machines, in which you can very quickly stick a strip in, and 10 seconds now, and you get a reading which is not, you know, roughly between 15 and 20, but 12.2 or something like that. And that seems to me, with the new machines, to be enormously effective compared with what it used to be. The only thing that I oughtn't to say this, but I will do, and that is that there are some people, clearly, who think it's a good idea to change everything you do, every time you do anything. So you have a new needle in the thing that you prick your fingers with, and so on. I